our Redeemer. Psalms Isaiah 9 and 6 said, "For unto us a son was born, unto us a son was given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And Isaiah 42 and 2 says, "Thus says the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thy Jerusalem, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and besides me, there is no other. And he who as I have shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed thee, the ancient people and the things that are to come and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid, for have not I told thee from that time and have declared it, that ye are even my witness? Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God I know, not any." Isaiah 50 and 2 says, "Wherefore, when I come, was there no man? Whom I called, was there not none to answer? Is my hand short at all that I cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver thee, to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dried up the sea. I made a river, a wilderness. Their fish stink because there is no water, and they died for thirst." Isaiah 51 and 11 says, "Therefore, the Redeemer of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall attain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." Isaiah 52 and 3 says, "For thus says the Lord, ye have sold yourself for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money." But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Matthew 1 and 23 says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with a child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted, God with us." And Galatians 3 and 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promises of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 4 and 4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of a son. And because ye are son, God sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, we thank you, God, that Jesus' death is not in vain. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. His triumph victory on the cross brought us life. Life in Christ Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Before he ascended, he first of all descended into the lower part of the earth and stripped the devil of all his power over us. Thank God for Jesus. And whatsoever we bind on earth is also bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth is also loose in heaven. Thank God for Jesus. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over our life. We have life in Christ Jesus. And we shout with a voice of praise. We shout with a voice of victory. Victory in Christ Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. He is I am. I am never what you need. He's more than enough. He's more than the whole world against us. Lord, let us take a stand for Jesus. Lord, let us stand if we have to stand all by ourselves, Lord, and proclaim the word of the Lord God over our life. And we have the victory in Christ Jesus. That we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the house of the Lord God. Thank God for the blood that brought us life. We pray, God, let the power of God come alive in us, Lord. Lord, we pray, God, that every dead bone in our bodies, God, come alive in Jesus, through Jesus Christ. Lord, let us pray the will of God over our life, God. Lord, we thank you for the cross. His shed blood that brought us victory. That we are no longer bound but free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the cross. Yea, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, let us walk in victory. We have the victory through the blood of Jesus. We thank God for the blood, the blood. We pray God and intercede, Lord, for the whole world, Lord, that we are the sons of God. We are little sons. We are imitators of God. And we walk, God, in the authority of the King, Lord. Kingdom live. Kingdom decree, Lord. And we shall decree a thing. And it shall be established in our life. Life and death in the power of the tongue. And we speak life. Thank God for Jesus. We pray, God. Lord, let us be imitators of Christ. Lord, our mind, God, renewed with the word of the Lord God. And we take the word of the Lord God and use it against the enemy. He's under our feet, Lord. We stone the devil's head. And we take back, God, everything, Lord. That the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust, oh Lord, we take it back in the name of Jesus. We don't only take it back for ourselves, Lord. We stand in the gap and intercede for the whole world, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. His triumph victory on the cross that brought us life, life in Christ Jesus. We pray, God, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you for the blood, the blood. We plead the blood over America, over of the foreign countries, God. Heal us where we need healing, Lord. Deliver us where we need deliverance, Lord. Transform us, God, where we need transforming, God. Jesus heals our Redeemer. He heals our history, Lord. And we lay all our burdens at the feet of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. We have victory in Christ Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. I turn it over back to our hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, Sister Pat. Well, we do thank God for Jesus. Isn't it wonderful to be able to get up in the morning and join with people of a like mind and thank God for our Savior and our Deliverer? We thank you, Sister Pat, for the way that you pray.
Thank you.
We pray and for you and your family and for all those that are on the ministry roster this morning, for the sick list. And for all of those that are in control over their families, thank you for that prayer. What a beautiful way to come to God, thanking him for who he is and how he looks over us and how he gives us a platform, because we are believers, discipled through daily ministry, and we are a construction site for the family. We're a university for success, people bowing to praise his name, and the church in the city impacting the world. We believe our prayer service impacts the world. We believe our prayer service draws in people that want to fellowship and help us pray, not only for one another, but also for the world. At this time, we have our second prayer leader. I don't want to take up too much of her time. And that is Minister Berry. Are you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I love hearing you whenever you pray. I want you to know that. Go ahead and bless the people.
Thank you very much. My name is Barry Johnson. I come to you from the historic Black American city of Lincoln Heights, Ohio. I'm blessed and grateful that God decided to place me on the wake-up list this morning because so many people did not wake up, and I'm thankful that I'm here. My prayer topic this morning comes from Matthew 5, verse 44, and it reads, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts, seeking your wisdom, your strength, and most of all, your love. Dear God, you have called us to a high and difficult standard, to love not only those who are kind to us, but even those who oppose us, hurt us, and seek to do us harm. This commandment was given to us by your Son, Jesus Christ, in Matthew 5:44. This challenges our very nature. Father God, it calls us to rise above our pain, our anger, and our desire for revenge. And so, Lord, we turn to you asking for the grace to obey. Father, we confess that loving our enemy is not easy. Our human hearts resist it. When we are mistreated, we want to retaliate. When we are insulted, we want to defend ourselves. When we are betrayed, we harden our hearts. But you have shown us a better way, the way of Christ, the way of love, the way of forgiveness. Dear God, I'm asking you to transform our hearts to reflect your divine love so that we may truly live as your children. Jesus, you are our example. You loved those who followed you, those who falsely accused you, and even those who nailed you to the cross. As you hung in agony, you did not curse your persecutors. Instead, you prayed for them, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are." What an incredible love. Teach us, Lord, to follow your footsteps. Help us to love like you, to see beyond the actions of others and recognize each and every person is in need of your love. Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you come into our hearts and remove any bitterness, hatred, or resentment that lingers there. For we know that holding that anger, hatred, and bitterness in our hearts, it causes physical damage. We surrender our grudges to you, Lord. We release our anger. We choose forgiveness, not because it is easy, because you have commanded it. And we trust that your ways are always good. Father God, heal the wounds in our hearts caused by those who have wronged us. Fill us with your peace so that even in the presence, in the midst of our enemies, we stand firm in love. Lord God, we pray today those who have hurt us. Though it may be difficult to say, we lift them up to you in prayer. You deal with them, Father. Bless them. Soften their heart. Draw them closer to you. If they are lost, save them. If they are struggling, comfort them. If they are blinded by anger or hate, open their eyes to your truth. May your love transform them, just as right now it's transforming us. We also pray for those in positions of power who oppress others. Lord, work their hearts. Work on their hearts. Remove the greed, cruelty, and corruption, and replace it with righteousness, justice, and humility. May they come to know you, and may their hearts be changed by your truth. Father God, in our daily lives, we encounter difficult people, co-workers who mistreat us, family members who hurt us, and God, the neighbors who test our patience. Teach us to respond not with frustration, but with kindness, not with anger, that's the easy way, but with understanding. Let our actions reflect the love of Christ, so that even those who do not believe may see your light shining through us. Lord, when we feel weak, when our love is tested, remind us of your promises. Remind us of your guarantees. Remind us that vengeance belongs to you and not us. Remind us that we are called to overcome evil with good. Strengthen us so that we may never allow hatred to take root in our hearts. But instead, may we always choose the path of love. Dear God, we acknowledge that loving our enemies does not mean allowing harm to continue unchecked. Oh, no. There are situations where justice must be pursued, where boundaries must be set, and where truth must be spoken. Father God, give us wisdom to know the difference between loving and enabling, between forgiving and tolerating wrongdoing. Let our love be both compassionate and courageous, standing firm in righteousness while extending grace. Father God, we also pray for the world. Father, we see so much division, so much strife, so much hatred between people of different races, nations, and beliefs. But your word calls us to something greater, Lord. Let love rise above division. Let mercy triumph over judgment. Let peace replace hostility. And let us, as followers of Christ, be the ones who lead by example. Lord, we ask for the courage to love boldly. Love is not passive. It is a powerful force that changes hearts and transforms lives. Help us to be active in our love, reaching out to those in need, showing kindness to those who do not deserve it, and forgiving even when it feels possible. Finally, Lord, we thank you for loving us despite our own failures. There was a time when we too were enemies of God, lost in sin, separated from your grace. Yet, you did not turn your back away from us. You pursued us with relentless love. You sent your Son to die while we were sinners, while we took you through all of the garbage that we experienced, you were always with us. You forgave us completely, freely, condition. How can we not extend the same to others? Lord, help us to live out the truth of Matthew 5:44 each day. Let us love our enemies, pray for those who pray, and be true reflections of Christ in this world. We cannot do this on our own, but with you, dear God, all things are possible. We give our hearts to you. Lord God, make us vessels of your love. Teach us to love as you love. In the mighty and compassionate name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now, for those of you all who can't stay for the rest of the day, may the peace of the Lord be with you, and I will turn it back over to our host. Thank you very much.
Well, thank God for Minister Berry. What a beautiful prayer. Praying for those that despitefully use us and seem not to like us. It seems like a hard task, but it works. I thank you for reminding us of what Christ did for us. It works. When you pray for people that seemingly you don't like and they don't like you, things begin to change. You begin to look at them differently, and they look at you differently. And we thank God that we have leaders that would teach us God's word so that we can have understanding. Now, we like for all to stay connected to Bishop Clark's ministry. Text MAXIMIZE to 55444 to stay connected, and you only have to do that once. But you can share this prayer line with everyone you know. It won't hurt to just write it down, the numbers down on a piece of paper, and as a person even looks like they're down, give it to them so they can call in and receive help from the Lord. We thank God for giving us this vehicle of prayer. We thank him for making a way for us to pray for one another and to lift him up. We thank God for the teachings that we receive. And when you go to the site, you can also do guiding people to salvation. It should be 1 minute or less. It can be audio or video, or how God has moved in your life, a testimony. Upload your prayer requests also at ekcministries.org. If you would like to be a prayer lead, call or become a prayer host, call 216-475-6327, and someone will get back to you and make arrangements for that to happen. You know, we're going to be judged by how we invite people into the family of God. And we can't just come in and not want to reach out and get others. And so we need to interact with the prayer line and with the prayer requests and with the facilitating of this prayer. At this time, I'm going to turn the prayer over to Sister Cynthia. First, let me mention that we are at the halfway mark, and we know that some have to leave. But please don't forget to leave an offering at EKC Ministries or some type of support. Our partners support through their giving. Honor the Lord with your tithe, and he will honor you. Our giving expands the kingdom of God, and let us support Bishop Clark and his vision to touch the world through prayer. Every seed produces a harvest. Join Bishop Clark daily as we are fed on our daily bread. And now we have a mighty warrior of God. Sister Cynthia is going to pray for us in Jesus' name. Sister Cynthia, it's up to you now.
Mother, it's our daughter. I feel like I might do a good job this morning. Good morning. This is Sister LaShonda.
Hey. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Welcome. We love you anyway. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to try to just help my mom out this morning. Blessings on the people. Hey, her assignment was Mark 11, 22 through 24. I'm going to read it out of the NIV version. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be done for you. We pray this a lot. If you ever been on, my mother will say, she speaks to the mountains that's in the way. I pray it as well. And what it just tells us is that if we believe what we are praying, whatever it may be, the word says that he does exceeding abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. So this is what that's talking about, and that you could literally speak to a mountain. So if we believe what we are praying without doubting, I believe that God is going to answer everything that you have before him. And listen, sometimes the answer is not even what we think it should be. And that's a lot of times how we miss God, is because we believe that it should be a certain way. But I believe that God answers it, and the word says that he makes everything perfect in his time. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, and we do praise you for another day, O God. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to be before your people. Lord, I thank you even now for the ones that have joined on this line, O God. Lord, they have a desire, O God. Lord, they have something before you, and they're asking you. Lord, I pray now that they do not fail in their faith. Lord, that they believe that they can even speak to the mountains that's in the way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And Lord, your word says if they could just believe without doubting that you will answer exactly what it is that they have asked for, O God. So Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that every petition, O God, Lord, let them see how you are answering it, O God. Lord, let them see that you have answered it in such a way that it is perfect. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that even if sometimes it's delayed, let them understand, let us understand that it is not denied, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for every door that you have opened to us, O God. Lord, I thank you, O God, for every door that you have closed unto us, O God. Lord, these doors no man can open, these doors no man can close. I thank you, O God, that you're right there in the midst, Lord Jesus, every situation, everything that we put before you, O God. Lord, that it's not too little, O God. Lord, that it's not too small for you, O God. And Lord, even the big thing, Lord, some say this is too big for God. I have to break it down. But Lord, let us believe. Let us believe. Let us understand that our prayer time is not wasted time. Lord, that we sit before you, O God. Sit at your feet, O God. Lord, asking you to move. Lord, asking you to work. Do what only you can do. Lord, you do what no other God can do. You hear and you answer. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that our your ears are not closed to us. Lord, that we are able to move in authority, O God. Lord, the people that are dealing with fear, O God, and don't know which way to go, O God, Lord, let them seek you. Let them seek you like never before, O God. Lord, let them turn their plates over, O God. Lord, let us go even into a certain type of revival, O God. Lord, let us seek your face even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, let us open up our word, O God, so that we can find scriptures like this that we can stand upon, O God. Lord, that we understand that we can even speak to the mountains, O God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that they're not too big, Lord. Lord, you didn't say we had to climb the rough side of the mountain, but Lord, you said speak. Lord, it was you. God, you created the heavens and the earth, oh God, by speaking a thing. Lord, that your word says that the power of life and death, it's in our tongues, oh God. Lord, you have given us the ability to speak a thing. Lord, the word says even in Isaiah, can these dry bones live? And the prophet says, Lord, you know. Lord, there's some dead things in our lives that we can speak to, that we can command to live and not die. Lord, there's some things in our lives, Lord Jesus, that we have to get rid of, that we have to sit aside, oh God. Lord, that we can even seek you for deliverance from, oh God. Lord, I just thank you. I praise you, oh God, that you have been the manifestation of our peace. Lord, you have been the manifestation of health, oh God. Lord, that we know that by your stripes we are healed, oh God. Lord, there's so many dealing with death in their families, oh God. Lord, there's so many dealing with different type of health issues, oh God, in their body, even mental health issues, oh God. But Lord, we stand right now. We stand in the gap for them this morning. Lord, calling out their name, Lord Jesus, calling out their situation, oh God. Lord, I thank you now for the people that have joined, oh God. Lord, they have things before you, oh God. Lord, things that they haven't told anybody else. But Lord, what they are doing in the dark, oh God, you're about to reward them openly, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you're about to pour out to them even now, Lord Jesus. The word says that you'll open up a window of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Lord, allow us to begin to prepare. Lord, that we are believing you at your word. We're believing you at your word, so we're beginning to prepare for this blessing that is going to be poured out to us, oh God. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for this ministry. Lord, some of us won't do anything else, but we're thankful that we're able to join in a corporate prayer, come together and call out your name. Come together and praise your name. Come together and worship you. Come together and lift up holy hands. Come together, oh God, and be in unity, oh God. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. Lord, we thank you that some are stepping out as Peter did on the water. Lord, I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that we'll keep our eyes on you. Lord, we know that the water is over our feet. Lord, we know that sometimes the storm is going to come. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that the word says that it came to both houses. So we understand that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. But Lord, we know that what we have in you, who we are in you, we're grateful and we're thankful. We're grateful and we're thankful, God. Lord, that the storms don't move us, that the storms won't hinder us. Lord, that we won't doubt because of the storm. But Lord, you'll have your way. You'll have your way in our lives, oh God. Lord, that we'll trust in you like never before. Lord, that we'll move out by faith because we understand that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Oh, we thank you, and we praise you, oh God, for everything that you have done, everything that you have done. Lord, we thank you for all of our prayer leads, all of our hosts, Lord, that come on daily, that's right here, that's faithful. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that even when we can't get on, even when something happens that changes the program, Lord, that it doesn't throw us off. But we're right here. Somebody is able to stand in the gap. Somebody is able to step up and grab the baton. We're thankful for it, oh God. We're thankful for it, oh God. Lord, as you move on every situation today, Lord, someone is going into a hostile work environment. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that they will speak to the mountain. That's in the way, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Lord, that they will speak to the environment and cause it to line up with the word of God. Lord, that you will go before us, oh God, and set the atmosphere as you can, oh God. Lord, someone is dealing with their health issues, oh God. Lord, let them remember the word of the Lord, that by your stripes they are already healed. Lord, let them walk by faith and not by sight, calling things that's not as though they already were. Lord, I understand that the diagnosis, Lord, we're not in the situation. But Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you will build them up on their most holy faith. That you will build them up on their most holy faith. Someone is dealing with children, Lord Jesus, that won't listen, that's wayward, that won't receive you. Lord, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would begin to tenderize their hearts, oh God. And Lord, give your people a word for them, oh God. Lord, your word is one to another water. But you are the only God that brings. But Lord, it's you that brings the increase. I pray that even now, Lord Jesus, that you'll open doors. Lord, that you'll make ways. Lord, we thank you that your word says that the footsteps of the righteous, they are ordered by you, O God. Continue to order our path. We'll be able to see clearly in which direction to go and what to do and how to do it. And, Lord, even when to speak and when to stay quiet, Lord Jesus. Lord, allow us to be just like you. Let us be.
Hello? Hello? Can any of you hear me?
Mother Clark, she's going in and out. You could take the rain.
Yeah. I'm in a storm here. I lost you for a minute, too.
Okay.
Okay,
you could
well,
take the rain.
I'm on now, so I'll go ahead and do the last prayer lead.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, saints, those of you that were able to continue to stay on, and we have no control over the weather. We understand that. We're at the last prayer lead, and I am going to lead us in prayer. And I've been assigned Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 25 through 29, and I'm going to read it from the King James Version. Thus I fell down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed therefore unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember thy servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin, lest the land which thou broughtest us out say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised him, and because he hated them, he have brought them not out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out by the mighty power and by thy stretched out arm. That's Moses speaking. And the book of Deuteronomy means twice. This is the second time that the law is given to the children of Israel, because a whole generation had been killed in the wilderness. Now, we don't have a generation that's been killed, but we have a generation that don't know the law of God. And we have a duty to our children to teach them the things that we were taught, so they will know how to follow and to worship God. Even in, I'm remembering, I'm bad at names, but in the wilderness, a eunuch was going through the desert, and one of the apostles had been having revival. He said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the answer was, "How can I understand unless someone teach me?" And that's the same thing that we have. We cannot understand unless someone teaches us. And we never get to a point where we stop learning. That point does not come. You can learn all the way up until the day you're no longer with us. And I praise God for that. I thank him for Bishop teaching us to learn how to invest for our future. And what Moses is telling the people is, I told you, I warned you, obey God. Don't disobey him. Obey him that we can walk into our promised land. It's promised to us, and for sure it will be fulfilled to some people. Now, maybe this people without belief will not enter in. And right now, we're being told to learn to invest, to learn to look out for our future. And I thank God for that teaching. And I'm trying to grasp it as best that I can, but I will not ignore it. I will not be the one that heard and did not do what the Lord said. That's why I believe it's a good thing to know the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. Sometimes we are so involved with what's new, we don't remember the foundation or know the old. It's good to know the Old Testament so that you can know God. You can know his personality. You can know who he is. And I tell you, his word is true, and it does not change. What we have is a better understanding of the word, but it doesn't change. If you obey him, you'll be blessed. If you don't, you won't be blessed. When he gives you a way out, take it. We need a way out for our people. We need a way out for our race, for our level of understanding, and to learn to invest is the word that God has sent us. I don't want to preach and hammer home every point that Bishop has made through these teachings, but I'm concerned that sometimes we don't understand it or seek to understand it. When my aide came yesterday, she come in bubbly telling me about it. And I said, "Well, Bishop been teaching on it." And she said, "You can just put $10 in." I said, "I understand." And I thought, you know, the world is getting it. Are we getting it? Are we receiving it? Do we understand the foundation that God is putting in us? Well, thank you, Lord, for how you've given us a word. Thank you for how you give us daily bread every day. Thank you for how you feed us, Father, even if we're in the midst of a wilderness. We thank you, Father, for teaching us that there was a time that you were with the children of God, and now you're in us. And thank you for giving us that example in the Song of Solomon, being with someone and being in them and being able to penetrate the inside and enter into a clean heart and renew a right spirit and be joined in spirit and in truth. And that's what I received from the word, and I'm sure that there are many others that have received that and more. And we can use the GPS with our testimony to be able to draw someone else in. And it's important that we do that because we need to multiply ourselves. Lord, let me pray. Father, thank you for letting us be on this line together. Thank you for letting us learn together. Thank you for giving us a leader that teaches us. Thank you, Father, for giving us a leader, Father, that cares enough about us to give us the word and then pray over us and stand in the gap for us, Father, and let us understand the mercies of God. And just like Moses did for the people, to love us and to care for us. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for blessing our going out and our coming in. We thank you for blessing our children. We thank you for blessing our generations. We thank you for when one prayer lead cannot pray, that there are others that are able to step in and take the spot, Lord. We thank you that we're not left where we don't know how to go and where to go. We're not the blind leading the blind. We all have a light where we can lead in a time of trouble. And we thank you for that, Lord. You've been good to us. You've been better to us than we are to ourselves. You've been good to us, Lord, and you've been good to our leaders, our teachers, and our preachers, Lord. We thank you, Father. We pray that the word that you've given us would deliver us from hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, Father, that we have daily bread, Father, that we can lean on and receive teachings from you. Father, we thank you because we know that ministry is money. And there are ways to give, Father. You can go to the Cash App, or you can go to EKC Ministries and log on, leave your testimony, or you can give through Text Give. And all of those avenues will bring you directly to giving to the body of Christ and Bishop Eric Clark and helping the ministry to be expanded. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to give the phone numbers, but they will at another time. Our power is going out here in Charlotte, and my screen left me. But I praise God that I'm still able to talk and pray. And I hope that the prayers are reaching those that are on the prayer line and that we're able to minister to one another. I pray for all of those that are in the area of this storm that's coming through. I pray, Father, that no one is hurt. I pray, Father, that you would deliver us from the circumstances and protect us, Father, even as we are in fellowship with you. Thank you, Lord, for how you've kept us. Thank you for how you keep our bishop. Thank you for how you keep Pastor Lenora. Thank you for how you keep our children. Thank you for every prayer lead. Thank you for Sister Cynthia. Thank you for Sister Minister Barry. And thank you for Cynthia's daughter taking over and helping us, Father, and showing us your way, showing us how you can be a deliverer and a present help in the time of trouble. I thank you for all the prayer leads that I enjoy hearing every day. I thank you for giving us a portion of our good health. I thank you, Father, for giving us monies that we're able to give. The closed hand cannot receive, Father. Let us open our hands and open our hearts. Give us a clean heart. Give us a mind to give and support the ministries. Give us a mind, Father, to tithe as your word has instructed us to. Give us a mind, Father, to give offerings as your word has instructed us to. Thank you, Father, for those of us that are joined to the point that we're able to give and to attach ourselves to this ministry, to be a part of its surviving and continuing and growing, Father. Thank you for those that come on and pray. Thank you for how we pray together. Thank you for how we love one another. Thank you for how we love our leaders, Father. Father, we bless you and we exalt you as we prepare, Father, to come on to our day and to tune in to Daily Bread so that we can hear Bishop and we can serve you in a beautiful way of holiness. Father, I pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you would follow each and every one of us as we go through our day, Father. I pray your blessings upon your people, Father. I pray that you would keep us, Father, and wash us in your precious blood. At this time, I'm going to try to open up the line. Hello?
Hello.
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 Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Wonderful job.
Yeah.
May everybody be safe with this weather.
Yeah.
God is good. Thank you, Jesus.
Praying for y'all down there in Charlotte.
Okay, thank you.
Amen, amen.
God bless you, Mother Clark.
Have a great day.
God bless all of y'all. Yes.
Have a
day.
Yep, and stay safe. Yes,
amen.
You too.
You too.
You too, yeah.
Amen, amen.
Great job.
Love you all.
Oh.